Welcome back to the Basement Yard. How you doing, Danny?
Doing great.
Good.
Awesome.
All right.
Fantastic.
Why do you have my laptop?
Oh, funny you ask. So, you know, a lot of people ask us all the time, you know, how'd you guys meet? How'd you guys become friends? Mm-hmm. Are you best friends?
Ooh.
A lot of things are about friends.
We got to stop talking in these voices.
I know. Yeah. I decided today we're going to do a friend test.
Yeah.
And
just so everyone knows, Danny told me about this earlier. He's like, yo, we're going to do a friendship test. Don't really know what's involved, but I know that there's a friendship test about to happen here.
Right. So the name of the test is, what kind of friend are you? Okay.
Okay.
So it's going to see what kind of friend you are.
So what kind, but like, what does that mean? Like, I'm a best friend, or am I just kind of like a, ugh?
Well, we're going to be able to analyze the
results. Associates.
Well, here how it is. Tips for taking the test. This is for you, so listen, okay?
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
When you take the test, you might be tempted to answer the questions the way you want to be perceived. So you might be a fake friend.
Right. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
So, however, it's important that you answer each question truthfully.
Okay, truth.
Yes, out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You might not like the answer, but the truth needs to prevail, so you'll find out what type of friend you really are. Take your time as you move through the questions. Oh, we will. Give each question some thought. Don't just blurt it out unless you are so confident. Okay?
Okay, I got this.
All right? Analyzing the results. The results will tell you what type of friend you are and give you some tips. So it's also going to tell you what kind of friend you are and maybe help you become a better friend.
Okay. What if I don't want to be a better friend?
Well, then that just says a lot about you.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah. You might find out that you need to do some work on yourself.
No.
Yeah, probably not. To become a better friend. If you do, don't despair. Most people have some work to do.
Dude, I've never read this much directions in my life.
It's just helping you analyze the results.
God.
Take the test and share the results so everyone knows what type of friend you are. All right?
Real quick. Yes, now that I just said that, just reminded me. I just wanted to tell a story real quick. Did you ever read directions growing up with like tests and whatnot?
Absolutely not.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. So in fifth grade, at the school up the block over here, my fifth grade teacher, on the first day of school, gave us all tests.
Bitch.
And she's like, here's a test. And we're like, oh no. Like, with all these questions or whatever, right? She's like, read the directions and then take the test, like, whatever. In the directions, it was like four sentences. And the last sentence was, don't take the test. Just sit at your desk and do nothing. So I did that. And everyone took the test. And then I didn't. And then I got 100. Dog, we read it.
Two things.
I haven't read since then.
Two things. Good for you for reading.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
What a conniving bitch, right?
What a conniving little fucking bitch.
Yeah, she was a little mean, but you know, she did her, you know, the meanness kind of helped me in my life.
What kind of a sick fuck?
Yeah, fifth grade, kind of psychotic. She was also the sex ed teacher. We took that in fifth grade. That lasted about a week. I got kicked out of that class. Because she said the penis was a miracle. I could not hold that together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so
you
I
can't
just,
do that.
I took one look at Frankie's face, and he was smirking. I was like, I got to get out of here. She's like, get the fuck out. But yeah. Isn't fifth grade a little young for sex ed?
Yeah, nah.
I was learning about dicks and vajates in fifth grade.
No, I think that's the right time.
Really?
Yeah, I think like fifth, sixth grade.
I don't even know what my dick does in fifth grade. Did you jerk off in fifth grade?
Fuck yeah, dude. I was jacking this thing.
How old are you in fifth grade? I wonder if I was beating it.
Weird flex.
Beat the devil out of it.
Beat the devil out of it.
Just like Bob Ross. Just beat the devil out of it.
How'd you get that smack sound? I can't get that.
I don't know, but it really hurt my finger, so
yeah,
I don't want to
do
it
again.
All
right, you ready to be the see what kind of friend you
are?
Yeah,
I want to know.
Piece of shit. All right. You just splurged on a sleek, new Louis Vuitton clutch, and the color perfectly matches the dress your BFF plans to wear on Saturday night. Okay.
Hot start. Did you click on the right test?
Yeah. There's male and female questions here. We're not gonna.
Okay.
We're just gonna see what kind of friend you are.
I heard Louis Vuitton clutch.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I just didn't read the rest of it. Can you start from the top, please?
You just splurged on a sleek new Louis Vuitton clutch or bag, whatever, and the color perfectly matches the dress your BFF plans to wear on Saturday night for a hot date. She asked to borrow the clutch. You, and here are the answers. You have to choose one. Tell her, oh, you don't really want to borrow this. The color clashes with your coloring. And while I think of it, you should toss that dress you plan on wearing too. No good. Next one is.
Oh my God.
That was a long answer. Wonder if she lost her mind and say, over my dead body. Like, there's no way I'm letting you borrow this.
Okay.
Hum and ho for several minutes. People hum and ho? What does that mean?
I don't know. What are they fucking... Like, what is that? Hum and ho. That sounds like the fucking...
Hi-ho,
the seven,
hi-ho.
Yeah, the seven dwarfs.
Off to work we go.
Hi-ho. Hi-ho.
So it says, ho and hum for several minutes, being like, you already know you're going to say no, but you're like...
Make it seem like you're considering?
Right.
Okay, fake consider.
And then the other one is let her borrow it. Let her borrow it, ho hum, be over my dead bods. And then the other one is find an excuse for her not to wear it.
All right, so I'm definitely not the first one. It's okay. Like, oh, no, it doesn't work with your dress. Also, throw it out. You look like a fucking hooker.
You're not going to beat around the bush.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was the second one?
Over my dead body.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive as well. Okay. So I probably wouldn't say that.
I think you're a ho-hummer, to be honest.
Yeah, but I also would let someone borrow something, I guess.
So between ho-hum and let borrow for the night, which one do you honestly think you would do?
I don't know. I'm trying to put myself in the body of a girl. Like, they, I think they, you know, they care about that clutch.
No,
and
put
like,
yourself in the body of a friend.
Okay.
Oh, that just made sense.
Wow, I did the hum.
You hummed me.
But I actually am thinking.
You didn't hoe me.
Yeah, I did not hoe you. I am humming. Oh, no. I don't know. I think it would depend how much I like this clutch.
Yeah, but it's you love it.
It's a beautiful clutch.
You splurged.
I love the clutch.
Do you let them borrow it or not?
How hot's our date? Is this dude really hot?
It could be the one.
God. When you said that, it kind of convinced me to let her borrow it.
All right, but you were leaning more towards... Ho hum.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get in the way of true love.
All right, so I'm going to select ho hum.
I just said.
All right. Let her borrow it for the night. She's extremely trustworthy and respectful of your belongings.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so that's it.
Would you let me borrow one of your LV something?
Of course.
There you go.
All right. Next question.
Okay.
Your friend calls you on the phone. She's very excited because her husband just surprised her with a new BMW for their anniversary. You tell them... blank.
Why are all these questions in the What is this for? This is not for us.
It's fine.
Okay, here we
I
go.
Like, I kind of think what girl Joey as a friend would be the same as guy Joey.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so here are the answers. That's great, but are you sure he can afford it? Ooh. Where's mine? Like, kind of a joke. Ha, ha, ha. Passive aggressive. All right? That's fantastic. You deserve it.
Can you break these up? Because I think they're connected.
Okay, so the first one is, that's great.
Give me A, B, C, D.
A, that's great, but are you sure he can afford it?
So fucked up.
B, pasag, where's mine?
Uh-huh.
C, that's fantastic. You deserve it. D, cool. Hey, before I forget, what time are we meeting for lunch tomorrow? That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking dick.
Just like downplaying it like... Awesome.
Oh, that's
By
cool.
the way, what are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah. That's you.
All right. I'm not a, oh my God, that's fantastic. You deserve it.
Okay.
If you're, like, you know what I'm saying? Unless she did deserve it. I don't know what she's done. I need some context. Did she just get out of nursing school? Did she just like save a.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just you being you. Don't add all these extra things in there. Just be yourself, bro.
But I'm trying to be myself. But I would like if you did something extraordinary, and then you know your husband bought you a car. I'd be like, hey man, you deserve that car.
Yeah, but sometimes there's plenty of times I buy like some cool stuff, and I'll send it to you, and you'll be like, cool. Hey, so 11:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's more you. That's more your speed.
Okay, but
don't protect yourself.
But how weird would
it be? Be yourself, man.
How weird would it be if I'd been like, oh dude, you just bought that chain. You deserve it.
That would be a little strange. That would be a little strange.
You'd be like, who stole your phone?
Yeah, that'd be a little weird.
All right, so that's mark me down for the kind of fucked up one.
I did. It's kind of fucked up.
Not the first one was completely. You think your poor husband can afford it?
I just don't think you think that way. Like, oh, that's really cool if it's somebody else's.
What?
I don't think you think other people's things are cool.
Are you kidding me?
You want your own cool stuff.
No. All
right, you ready?
Okay.
You and your girlfriend are dining with one of your best guy friends.
Okay.
All right. So.
Wait, is this a lesbian relationship?
No. There's guy and girl questions in here.
But like, oh, wait, whoa, whoa. Wait, what's going on? Now I'm a dude?
Now you're
gonna... I was just getting used to being a chick.
All right, we'll keep it as a girl. You and your boyfriend are dining with one of your best girlfriends.
Okay.
Okay. He mentions that he likes your friend's new haircut.
No, you got to read it regular because now you're fucking it up, I think.
No, I'm not.
Okay. No, okay. All right, hold on. Start over. Sorry.
You and your boyfriend
mm-hmm.
are dining with one of your best girlfriends.
Right.
He mentions he likes your friend's new haircut.
My girlfriend's haircut.
Yes, your girlfriend's haircut.
My boyfriend's haircut.
No, your boyfriend says that he likes your girlfriend's haircut.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
Yes.
Okay. A. Say that your friend has the perfect face shape and there's never a hairstyle that doesn't look good on her. B. Agree with him and mention the next time, though, she didn't have so much length taken off. It's not a good look for her. C. Turn to him and say, why don't you date her then since you like her hair so much? And D. Say nothing because you're busy wondering where your waitress is. You ordered another Diet Coke like an hour ago.
See, I would go the Diet Coke route, but I hate Diet Coke.
Okay.
Don't drink soda. If it was a beer, I'd probably choose that one.
Yeah.
In all actuality, I wouldn't care.
I think you would say that, would you go out of their way to be like, oh, they look great? Or would you go out of their way to not make them feel bad? That's B. You would agree with him and then mention the next time, though, she shouldn't have taken so much hair off.
No, because that's sort of passive aggressive.
All right. So I think A, I think you would say, oh, yeah, she's got great symmetry of the face.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
All right. We'll go with
yeah,
that
because
one.
If, yeah, if.
Yeah, I hear you.
If my boyfriend was like, hey, Danny, you got a good face.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, he's got a good, look at his face. I wouldn't be like, well, fucking dead. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got a good face.
Yeah. I think it was between A or D, between the Coke and the A. So
yeah.
Let's go.
Had that been a beer, it would have sold me.
Absolutely. All right. It's a bitterly cold February night, and your friend's heater went out. She asked to stay with you for the night until she gets it repaired in the morning. You, this is the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
2 a.m.
Whoa.
Freezing.
And my girl hits me up. My friend who's a girl.
Yeah, your bestie.
Okay.
All right. A. Let her come over, but warn her she needs to be out by 7 a.m. You have a lot to do in the morning and don't want to be bothered with company. That's A. B. Without hesitation, say, of course. C. Tell her you just don't have the room, even though you have a spare bedroom. D. Begrudgingly agree she could stay with you, but wonder why she can't just pile on extra blankets and deal with it. That's you.
No. I am A. And
you
it's not
are
funny.
Begrudging.
No,
begrudginer.
No, I'm not.
You're so begrudging.
No, I'm not. You just fart.
No.
My oh, foot. Okay. I thought you farted.
Got him.
No, I'm A. I'm A. 100%.
You're A.
Yeah, I've done that.
They'd be like,
times.
Yo, you can come over, but you gotta get the fuck out.
Not like it, that way.
That's what you're
but
saying.
Essentially,
you're telling someone to get the fuck out of your house.
Kind of.
You're inviting them in only to kick
them
out.
I'm like, yeah, you could come over. I just have to be out because I'm going to be out of the house at like whatever. And it would be kind of weird if you just sat here.
Okay. Right.
So
get the fuck out of my house.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. All right.
But I wouldn't be like, fine. But like, you can't light a match.
Yeah.
And just make it neat.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a part of you would have been like, yeah, just like put a blanket on it. Like just cover up.
I don't know.
But all right. We went with A. Your best friend just won a $1,000 scratch off ticket. You say, congrats. Don't spend it all at once. That's A. B, that's great. Now you can buy me those Tom Ford shades I've been lustering after.
The fuck?
That would be me. C, lucky you. This kind of thing never happens to me. Self-loather. Posog. D, yay. Now we can try that chic new Italian restaurant everyone keeps raving about. So basically, A is like, that's awesome. Spend it on yourself. B is, that's great. Now you can get me something.
Yeah.
C is, lucky you. That thing never happens to me. So like, be like a little bitch about it. And then D is, yay. Now we can go out and like do something together.
Probably go C. The self-loathe.
You self-loathe?
Yeah, because I don't win shit.
That's true. I think your life's okay, though.
No, all yeah. Right. It's good. I've never won a scratch off though. All right. Like, oh yeah, of course.
No, you're being honest.
I'm trying to be honest. You here. Are. I don't want to pick all the nice ones. All
right. A friend just broke up with her long-term boyfriend.
Oh no.
Yeah. You've always found the guy to be attractive.
Oh boy.
Yeah. You tell your friend she's way too good for that loser and secretly ponder whether you should ask him out.
Bro, this is like an eighth grade test.
Don't give the guy a second thought. You're not one to ever go after a friend's ex. C, can't even remember his name. John? Jack? D, ask him out without telling your friend what she doesn't know won't hurt her. I'm going to guess B.
It's B. Yeah.
You're not that kind of guy.
No.
You're not going to fuck my man.
I'm not going to fuck your man.
No. No.
Don't worry about it, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Your man is safe.
Thanks, dude.
I will not fuck your man.
Yeah. I'd be all right with it if you came to me and asked me to fuck my man, though. Like, if you really? Came to me like a man and was like, yo, I'm going to fuck your man.
I'd be like,
fuck my man.
No, I wouldn't say I'm going to fuck your man. I would just say, yo, dude, is it cool if me and your man possibly, like, make some love?
No, see, I don't want to hear possibly. I want you to come be real with me.
I don't know if I'm going to fuck your man. We haven't met yet.
All right.
I haven't, like,
gone out.
We got to dip our toe in the water to see if we like the temperature.
I hear you. I would let you do it if you really wanted to. If it made you happy, I would let you do it.
I'm sure if fucking your man for so long made you happy, it would make me happy as well.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Who is this man?
I don't know. He sounds hot as shit.
Sounds so hot.
I'd fuck this guy. Why'd I let him go in the first place? The hell am I thinking?
I don't
know. Fuck that
What's
up.
What's wrong with you?
Probably cheated on me.
I don't know.
You and your best friend have plans to go out that night. At the last minute, a guy you have a crush on asks you to go out with him.
Ooh.
Do you A, keep your plans with her and ask the guy if you two can do something another night? B, cancel your plans with your friend and lie about why you can't make it?
Mm.
C, tell her the truth and apologize. You're sorry, but you have to choose the hot guy.
You're moving around a lot.
I know.
You have to choose the hot guy.
D, pull a doubleheader. Have a quick bite with your friend and meet the guy afterwards for drinks. What?
So, I think... it honestly depends.
No, it doesn't.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I answer, you ask.
I'm just saying, it's cut and dry. Jerk. Hot guy call, says, hey, I want some of that snoo.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey... I have plans with my friend, or are you going to be going like...
Well, it depends what game I want to play that day. I want to play a little like playing hard to get. Maybe I'm like, hey, man, another time. Keep him on the hook. Maybe he's like, fuck, I thought that was going to work. I'm trying to like, blah, blah, duh. You know what I'm saying? Or the other option...
You're lying to yourself.
I'm not lying to myself, bro.
Do you want this dick or not?
Of course I want this dick.
All right, so how would you get this dick?
This is what I'm trying to explain to you.
Okay, all right, tell me how you get this dick.
Listen, the dick's going to be there.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So what I'm saying is, do we play hard to get to make the dick want it even that much more?
Yeah.
Or tease do I just dick. Do the double header? Did you say tease that dick?
Yeah, tease that dick.
Okay.
Not mine.
No, yeah.
Tease that. Are you teasing
anyway,
that dick?
Anyway, I don't know. This is what I'm trying to get at is you either tease that penis or you do the double header where it's like best of both worlds. I can do both, so boop, boop.
All right, pick one. Three, two.
Wait, hold on. Just give me the name of the guy. Give me the name of the guy.
Mauricio.
Mauricio.
Damn,
that dude can move. He could dance.
Hell yeah. Fucking sweep you right off your feet.
I would tell him that I have plans that night, but let's meet up another time.
All right. All right. Moving on. I respect your decision. You're in a bind, all right? You're $100 short this month, and rent is due the next day.
Oh, boy.
You ask a friend if you could borrow a little cash and pay them back at the end of the week after you get your paycheck. They're also tight on funds, and they say that they can't help you out.
Mm-hmm.
You A, sigh and wonder if she's telling the truth. Maybe she's just being stingy. B, understand where she's coming from and decide to ask your parents. C, tell her, remember that time when you asked to borrow money and I gave it to you? I guess what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander.
That is one of the whitest expressions that I've never heard of.
Yes. D, have a hissy and call her cheapskate.
Have a hissy. I would ask my parents for the money.
Ask your parents for the money. Okay.
Yeah. If I asked someone for money and they told me they didn't have it, I'd be like.
Okay. Yeah. Neither do I.
It's like, all right.
I guess we're both not going out. So yeah, right. All right. A close friend is getting married and you were sure, so sure that she would choose you to be her maid of honor. Okay.
Now this is getting serious.
She chose someone else and made you a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
You thinking you're going to be maid of honor. You don't care one way or another? Weddings are kind of annoying anyway. B, tell her if you can't be maid of honor, you refuse to be in her wedding at all. C, give her a guilt trip and tell her she doesn't value your friendship as much as you thought. D, you're a little surprised. You're a little surprised and slightly disappointed, but you keep your trap shut.
Yeah, D.
I'd keep my trap shut. It's not about me.
Yeah, it's not my thing. I'd be like, all right, fuck, but all right.
You know who does that? Good friend.
Yeah.
If you're not a good friend by the end of this, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
All right. You're at the MAC counter.
The what?
MAC. Cosmetics, bitch.
Oh, yeah. I thought like I was thinking Apple Max.
No.
Oh, we're talking makeup.
Yes, with a girlfriend and sampling lipstick. She tries on a cherry red color that looks absolutely dynamite on her.
Sexy friend.
Yeah, it's definitely her shade. You say blank. A, oh, that is pretty, but it makes your teeth look more yellow than they already are. So that's like being brutally honest, though.
It's we don't know if it's true. Maybe I'm being a salty slore.
Could be a salty slore for sure. Oh, I love that these are all as if you were a girl.
Yeah.
All right. B, worry she'll receive more attention than you and decide you can't chance it. You say only sluts wear red.
Yeah. Wait, those are only my choices?
No, you got more.
Oh, okay.
C, tell her the truth that she looks fabulous. D, don't say anything. It's just lipstick. Nothing more, nothing less.
Why is this written by a bunch of, like, salty bitches?
I don't know. It's a salty hoe test, for show.
For show.
For show, though.
I would tell her she looks great.
All right. It's actually fabulous, but that's fine.
Oh, well, yeah, fabulous.
All right. A friend asks you to babysit her daughter, for a few hours on a Sunday. You agree to watch her daughter. She's a cute little girl, and you don't have any Sunday afternoon plans. Roll your eyes and tell her only if it's for 2 hours, max. C, tell her yes on account she throws you a few bucks. Or D, tell her to put down the crack pipe as if you would ever spend a portion of your weekend with a little rugrat. I wish that wasn't the fucking answer.
Well, the real thing I would do is probably like lie and make up plans.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't want to watch your fucking kid.
Yeah. So
I'm not going to say A. Like, I'm not going to be all hunky-dory about it.
No. You're not going to be like, yeah, I'll watch that fucking kid. Fuck your kids, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to watch your kid, dude.
No. Roll your eyes and tell her it's only for 2 hours max. So you have to decide between that
or the crack money. Pipe. No, or they ask for money.
Ask for money, but you're not going to want money. I know you.
Yeah, so I'll probably do the be like, yo, 2 hours, I'll do it.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
That's more realistic for me, yeah. I guess.
You and your friend are going to the movies. You can't seem to agree on a title. First of all, who goes to the movie and just picks a movie? I know what I'm going to go see.
Yeah, that is a very old school thing.
Jesus.
Let's go to the movies and see what's playing. How about we have a plan before we get there, yeah, buddy?
God damn it. All right. She's in the mood for a comedy, but you want a drama.
Yeah, I do.
You love drama.
Hell yeah.
Drama ass bitch. All right. A, tell her she has awful taste in films and she most definitely should let you choose the movie.
Yo, this is such a fun.
Yo, there's people that are like that, though. There's people.
Why would you be friends with those people?
Because they have a way of like controlling you.
What?
They have a way of like controlling you. Like if you don't have a lot of friends and your only friend is like someone that's controlling and an asshole, like you're gonna stick around.
I'd rather have no friends.
No. Some people aren't as strong as you, female Joe. All right. So B, flip a coin. C, demand to see a drama. No ifs, ands, or buts. Otherwise, you won't go at all. D, I was made to read questions.
Yeah, you were.
D, decide it doesn't really matter what you watch because all the movies lately have been awful anyway.
Probably flip a coin.
I think flip a coin is the, if I was taking this test, I would say that.
Yeah, we'll flip a coin. I'm not going to be like, your taste in movies suck ass.
Yeah, no. That's a horrible person. All right. A guy you've had your eye on for the past few weeks asked your girlfriend out on a date.
Oh, my God. That fucking asshole.
Your best friend. Your best friend.
Damn.
So they asked me out on a date. You're disappointed and can't believe he chose her over you. You tell her she's a piece of trash and refuse to speak to her again.
Yo, all the A answers come in so hot.
So hot. So
tell her you're glad her dad's dead.
Yeah. Tell her you'd rather fuck her dead uncle. You're gross.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's dark. Yeah, all right. Crazy. B, tell her if she respects you and cares about your friendship, she'll turn the guy down. C, are you happy for her that someone so cute and cool is interested in her? Or D, shrug and say, whatever.
I'm really B and D right now.
That's what I was guessing.
Which one?
I think you're more of a B.
And be like, yo, don't do that.
Yeah. Actually, no.
You think I'd shrug?
You're a shrug. You want to know why? Because you're a little posog sometimes.
Am I?
Yeah. Like, you won't cut somebody's throat out, but you'll slowly let them bleed. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. Here's the thing.
If I fuck some guy that you were really into, like you were head over heels for this guy, and I fucked him, right? I went out on a date with him. You'd be tight. And I don't think our friendship would be the same after.
Yeah. The dynamic would be all thrown off.
Yeah, so would you shrug and say whatever or tell her if she respects you and the friendship, turn him down?
I want to say whatever, okay. But I know that if I say whatever,
I'm doing it. I'm sucking that dick.
Oh, damn it. It's tough.
And he's fucking hot, too.
I know, man. That's why I like him so much. I want to say whatever, but I'm going to say the other one.
All right. I respect you for that.
Yeah, because I like to think that, here's the thing, in real life, I would say whatever, but if I really, really, really like this person, it would bother me.
Right. I'm saying, yeah, like you're head over heels for this person, and they know that too. Like, come on, you know, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, like chill, man. Yeah. Like, that's my fucking dream dude.
Yes, that's my dream dick.
Yeah. My dream peen.
That's my dream peen.
Yeah, man.
Dude, that was fire.
Like that shit?
Hell yeah. Dream peen merch.
Dream peen?
Yeah, but put them on the fucking USA Dream Team jerseys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, bro. That would be so tight. Obviously.
I'm just getting a Kit Kat, no big deal.
Can you break me off a piece of that?
Yeah, I could. Ow.
Break me off an ow? Your cat?
No, I got you, bro.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat. That football cream. All right.
Chrysler car.
Football cream.
All right, so what do we got?
All right. When your bestie's name is mentioned, the first thought that pops into your head is A, my partner in crime. A, my partner in crime, two peas in a pod. B, I wish I were that pretty. Oh, well. C, such a sweet girl. Too bad her forehead is as big as the Grand Canyon. D, that tramp owes me $20.
That's a good one. A.
Right? You're like, that's my guy.
Why would I keep my best friend be someone I don't like?
Yeah, it's my bitch. All right. Work has been driving you nuts.
Of course.
Your boss has been breathing down your neck. It's very strange, that saying. Your father, those reports. Ask me from over there.
He's been riding my ass.
Yeah, you can't just message me on Slack. Fuck. Leave me alone. Has been breathing down your neck all week, and no matter how hard you try, you can't seem to get caught up on paperwork. You call your best friend and ask her to meet you for happy hour. She has prior obligations and can't make it. You scream, nice friend you are, thanks a lot, and hang up the phone. B, are disappointed, But what can you do about it, really? She already has plans. C, tell her, oh, I guess I'm just not that important enough. Whatever, be that way. Or D, no biggie, but next time you want to go out and I may not be able to make it either.
Mm. What was C?
C was, oh, I guess I'm just not important enough. Whatever, be that way.
So, these plans that she have has.
Yeah.
Is it like work obligations?
It says, or she just it says obligations, motherfucker. That's like, that's different than plans. Obligations are different than plans.
So it's like, oh, I have work.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah.
If you have work, I don't care. But if you have plans or whatever, it's like, yo, can you just meet me for a drink real quick? I'm like, I'm just asking you.
Right.
But if she has obligations, then I'm like, all right, it's whatever.
All right. So what is that? So that's
the understanding
B.
one.
All right. You're disappointed, but you could. What can I do about it? Yeah. She has obligations.
Yeah.
All right. You're at a swanky nightclub and spot your best friend's boyfriend. He has his arms around a rando, which is the most definite. Which is the most def. Which is most definitely not your friend. I don't know why the word rando is making me laugh so much. You, A, text your friend stat. She has a right to know what's going on. B, chuckle to yourself. You always knew he was a slime ball.
Chuckle to yourself.
And sure enough, you were right. C, march up to him and demand to know what on earth he thinks he's doing, given that he's supposed to be in a monogamous relationship and all with your friend. D, ignore the situation. If he wants to cheat, that's his business, not yours.
I think Guy Joe would select some other answers here, but
what would Girl Joe pick?
Girl Joe would text her immediately.
Yes, I think Guy Joe would do that as well.
What if I saw you? Yeah. Wait, what? Well, if I saw your girlfriend cheating on you?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I can't fucking just let that happen.
I can't walk. I don't know if I would walk. I'd probably text and then walk. Then go up and be like, hey.
I would approach. Like, I would want them to know that they're caught. So they can't be like, yo, that wasn't me.
That's why I would do the text and walk.
Yeah, I would do the text and walk. I'd be like, yo, I'm just letting you know. I let so-and-so know that this is happening. Sorry.
Actually, that's not true.
You wouldn't do it?
I would text first. Wait for a response. Because what if you're like, yeah, she's out with this, you know. I don't want to walk over there and be like, hey, what the hell's going on here? And it's like a long came Polly, and the guy's like, dude, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all right.
See, that's true, yeah.
You don't want to be that dude either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right, that's right. All right, so it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And a group of your friends are all getting together for a girls' night out. You
casually, on my birthday?
On your birthday. No. Yeah, but they're all together for a girls' night out, not your birthday. It's your birthday.
Right.
Yeah. So, A, casually mention it's not that big of a deal. If they want to cancel, it's fine. It's only your birthday, after all, not a national holiday. B, demand everyone bring a present. Otherwise, they shouldn't bother coming. C, hint, it wouldn't hurt if they decided to chip in and buy you a little something nice from Marc Jacobs. D, have just one requirement, that you all have a blast. It's hard getting everyone together at once, and you're really looking forward to seeing all the girls. I think you're a D.
Yeah. I would say some shit like, dude, it's my birthday. Like, you guys knew it was my birthday. You made plans.
Yeah.
But then I also would feel weird making them cancel.
Because I've been on the other end of that.
What?
Like, come on. Get out here.
Yeah.
Like, even for other people's birthdays.
Yeah.
Like, I stopped working to come to DeVino's birthday because I know he wanted me to be there.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, DeVino, by the way. Cute fucking bastard.
Bastard.
So, you just have just one requirement, that you'll have a blast.
Yeah, I'd be like, everyone have fun, though.
Yeah.
Everyone have fun. Well, before we move on, how many more questions do we have?
We have eight.
Eight more?
Eight. Hey, man, you can't fucking judge a good friend by 10 questions.
This is a lot of questions.
It's all right.
Let me get to the sponsors real quick.
I'm going to get some water, too.
All right, cool. So let's get to the sponsors real quick before we move on with this test. Starting with one of my favorite sponsors we have, Quip. Quip Electric Toothbrushes is the best toothbrush on the market. I got it. You see me in the morning sometimes with my Quip on my Instagram story, dancing and brushing my teeth. Love the Quip. It has a built-in 2-minute timer with pulses that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides. And the best part about it is that the brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule, which is every 3 months for just $5. So it's cheap. It's cheap, but the product is not cheap. The product is very good. It doesn't like vibrate too much. The bristles are like a perfect size, in my opinion. I know it sounds like I'm kind of rambling here, but like, I really mean it. I really mean it.
I really mean it.
Yeah, exactly. And the brush heads coming every 3 months for just $5. It's like having a new toothbrush every 3 months. So that's great too. And right now, you can get Quip. It's also backed by 20,000 dental professionals. Boom. There you go. Quip, it just starts at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/basement, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That is your first refill pack free at getquip.com/basement. Getquip.com/basement. I almost burped there. Next, we have Postmates.
Postmates.
Other than your best friends, who could you ask to bring you red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., or like a breakfast burrito at any time?
I would love a breakfast burrito.
I said breast?
Yeah, you did.
Well, maybe there's some chicken breast in there in the burrito. That would be nice as well.
That would be.
But basically, Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, or whatever the hell you could think of that's legal delivery.
Yes.
Type of thing. Okay? I've used Postmates in the past. I remember there was one time we were on Xbox at my old apartment, and I was like, and my headset broke, and I was like, I'm Postmating. Postmating a Xbox headset. The guy drove to GameStop, got the headset, boom, gave it to me. Bada ba boom pow.
Yeah, I do remember one time too. We were going to a Yankee game too, and you used Postmates to get yourself a Yankee hat. Remember that?
That's right.
Yes.
And you could write in like, "This is my size, 7 1/8." If anyone wants to buy me a hat,
I love Postmates.
Love Postmates. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. I don't know where it is. Go get it though.
Don't care.
Some guy comes and he gets it. You know, they'll bring anything, whatever you want. I used to Postmates like mouthwash, like random stuff.
Guilty.
But yeah, anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the known universe with more than 25,000 partner merchants. Okay. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now and use the code BASEMENT. That's BASEMENT for the code. For $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the app. Okay? You have... Danny's going to use every single one of those dollars.
I'm going to shave my face and like dye my mustache. I'm becoming a new person setting up a new account.
Get anything you need anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with the code BASEMENT. Okay, so there you go. All right, Danny. Let's get back to this godforsaken test here.
Fucking Postmates me the laptop.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right.
What the hell are you drinking? Oh, that's a...
Emergency.
Yeah.
Because you've been having this weird little throat thing, and I don't want to catch it.
Yeah, don't get it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Next one. One of your best friends is in the dumps. She can't believe she got passed over for a big promotion at work. Yeah. You tell her, A, I'm sorry to hear that, but that just means you weren't right for that particular position. I bet there's another job waiting for you, though. You'll be perfect for it.
Mm-hmm.
B, your boss is an idiot. Now let's go grab some ice cream. Oh, you're dead. C, it could be worse. You could have gotten fired. D, that's life. The person who got the promotion is probably a lot better at her job than you.
Jesus. I'm all about that ice cream, baby.
You're about that ice cream, right?
Hell yeah.
You're a pick-me-up guy, but you're also a realistic guy. But I'm going to go with the one that you said.
I am. I think while at ice cream, I'd be like, oh, dude, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then we'd go get some ice cream. Ice cream is code word for beers. Yeah. And then during that conversation, when we're trying to make sense of it, I'd probably just be like, hey, man, like, it would probably be a combination of, like, all of them. Where I'd be like, this person's probably equally as good as their job.
This should motivate. This should motivate you to get like after it a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the way the world is.
Yeah. All right.
And maybe it wasn't meant for you to get it now.
Ah, you sound like A.
I'm saying that's why I sound like B, D, and A.
All right. So do you want B or do you want A?
I want B. All right. Want to go get some ice cream.
Yeah. Always take the ice cream.
Hell yeah.
Fabulous.
Come on, dude.
All right, here we go.
That was one of the weirdest high fives I've ever been.
Nah, come on, man. We're all friends here. All right, you're out shopping for clothes with a friend and stumble on a dress in a beautiful emerald shade. You both look at the dress and realize that you're both the same size, but the only problem is there's only one. No. You, A, tell her this would look much better on me, don't you think? And anyway, green makes you look like you have jaundice.
I thought jaundice, your skin turns like yellow.
It's yellowing of the eyes, I think.
I don't know.
B, say, I really don't care who gets it. It's just a dress. C, snatch up that dress and say, I spotted it first. Mine, mine, mine. D, hand the dress to her and insist she try it on. It's got her name written all over it.
C.
You are a fucking snatcher.
Of course. It's like shotgun.
You're like that in Fortnite.
Me?
You're a snatcher, yeah.
You're a snatcher.
No, no, no.
You're a thief. Fuck.
I share, though.
You're a thief, though.
Every time I go get a goddamn treasure map, I bring you shit back.
Yeah, but you're a thief.
I always give you golden points. How many times do I whisper to you even in the game to turn around and I give you something nice?
Twice.
More than once.
But there are times where I open a chest give Keith and then you come flying out of nowhere.
I don't give like Keith.
A little rat thief.
I don't give... You're a rat.
You're a fucking rat. Your father's a fucking rat.
Everyone's a rat.
Just real quick for anyone who doesn't know. Have you ever watched Mob Wives and watched these women talk about their... All they talk about is their fathers and rats. And they all sound like they just got done smoking for the past like 4 months. And like, your fucking father's a fucking rat. You're a rat. You all die rats.
Your sister's grandmother's great uncle's dog walk was a rat.
Yeah.
You're a rat bastard.
You got a cat. He's a rat. You got a cat rat. All right. And your whole fucking family's rat. My father, if he was alive, he would contact your father. And then all the fathers would have on Father's Day, have a meeting. And then they kick out all the rats, and you'd be one of them.
And you'd be the first rat.
You'd be swimming.
You'd be rat snap trapped.
You'd be trapped as a rat.
Trapped as a rat. Don't you ever talk about my uncle. He's not a rat.
My uncle's father was not a rat. That's where you're wrong, rat.
I did like Big Ange, rest in peace, because she was always trying to calm it down.
She was the best.
Yeah, she was the best. Calm down, you girls are like crazy. I love Big Ange.
No one fucked her too because she'll beat the shit out of you.
Big Ange was Big Ange
big
for
Ange
a reason.
Was big?
You know, Big Ange was like definitely the girl like dude would shoot someone, pass her the gun.
Hell yeah.
And stash it.
Yeah.
I have to admit it turned me on.
I had to admit it turns me on.
Fucking good, fellas. Let's go.
Oh, man.
Don't All you right. ever hit her ever again. The way he hit that dude with the gun. Gosh. Come on, son.
Yeah. No good. No
Most girls would have ran. I had to admit, it turns me on. Your cat's a rat.
You're a rat. Everybody knows a rat. Guys, put down the Marlboro lights, please. All right. Oh, and wait, just back to Fortnite. I share with you a lot. I don't share with Keith because he yells at me all the time. He's always yelling at me.
Keith is a yeller, yeah.
He yells at you too.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yells at everyone. Why is he yelling at me?
I don't know. Keith has good qualities and bad qualities. That's one of the bad ones.
Yeah, but I don't think he knows he's yelling.
He just talks very loud.
I think he just talks that way.
I think he just snaps. He doesn't realize.
Because, like, he'll be really mean. He'll be really mean to me sometimes. And I'm like, Keith, I'm trying my best, man. I'm not that good at the game.
Yeah.
You know? He'll be like, Danny, get back here.
Danny builds, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like that. Like, makes me feel so bad about myself.
So funny.
Don't engage.
Yeah. At least he's not a fucking rat.
At least he's not a rat.
He's not trapped like the rat.
Your great uncle's father's dogs.
He's a
monkeys.
Little filthy.
Grandfather's was a dirty, filthy rat.
Filthy, stinking, dirty fucking gray rat. Fat rat. Your great uncle's dog walker's gardener's a fucking rat. He was spying on my grandfather's grave ratting.
Wore Wyatt to his own funeral, the rat.
You're a stack of rats.
Your whole family's a stack of rats.
Your whole family, line them up, stack of rats. Burt Bacharach was the rat.
He was the biggest rat of them all,
Burt Bacharach. Burt Bacharach was a rat. Played the shit out of the piano, but he was a rat. Would tell on everybody. I got him going.
Burt Bacharach was a rat. That was that one got me.
Oh, God.
Oh.
My cheeks hurt.
Perfect. A rat was a rat.
He was a rat.
What the world needs is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Too bad he was a rat. All right, here we go. All right. Oh, God. You get a call in the middle of the night. It's one of your good friends.
Yeah.
And she's a rat. All right, you get a call. Fuck, man.
Burt Bacharach is so funny.
All right, you get a call in the middle of the night. It's a good friend of yours, and she's upset over her recent breakup.
Mm-hmm.
She can't sleep and needs someone to talk to. You, A, wouldn't bother picking up the phone. It's just way too late. Listen to her for 2 minutes before dozing off. C, talk to her about her problems. Talk to her about her problems for a half hour. D, say to her, we've been over this so many times, just take an Ambien already. That's Shannon.
Yeah, 100. Shannon be like, dude, just take an Advil. Not an Advil, what am I saying?
Take an Ambien.
Yeah.
Call me in the morning.
I'd probably talk to him. I'd talk to him.
If it's serious, you talk. If it's not, you don't.
If I wake up, probably sleep.
You don't.
I'd probably talk, give him a little pep talk.
Yeah.
Forget him. You don't need him. He's a fucking rat.
He's a fucking rat.
He's a dirty, stinking, filthy fucking rat. Just like Burt Bacharach. I can't. Anytime we say any word.
Oh, my God.
That rhymes with rat now.
The whole time I was, I just wanted to say rat so bad while I was reading this. All right. So you would listen to them, talk to her about her problems for a half hour?
Sure.
All right.
Fucking rat.
Four questions left, you rat.
Here we go.
All right. Your friend's baby shower is coming up, and you're not looking forward to it. You've never been a big fan of those silly little frou-frou parties? F-R-O-U? Frou-frou?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Silly little frou-frou parties.
Is that like parties with like frozen yogurt or something?
I have no idea. A, cancel on her without bother giving an explanation. B, bite the bullet and go to the party. You want to support your friend even if a baby shower isn't your favorite thing in the world. C, lie and say you got called into work last minute. D, show up an hour late and leave as soon as they open up those gifts.
I'd probably bite the bullet and go and hate it the whole time.
Yeah, I always feel bad not going to things. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I would feel bad because it's one of those things that like...
Don't be a dick.
You have to go,
yeah.
But it's like, you know.
Think about how much shit you do in your life you don't want to do.
Yeah, like every christening and baptism like, that I've gone to, I'm like, I don't want to see this fucking baby get drowned for a second.
I got to get dressed up to watch your baby take a bath. This is gross.
Fucking splashing around in the water like a rat.
Yeah. Look at the way they're washing that rat.
Look at that little rat baby.
Taking a rat bath over there.
Yeah, the fucking priest is a fucking rat. Be careful with that priest. He's a fucking rat.
Yeah, you wearing a wire, father? You fucking rat. Oh, man. I can't.
I'm just glad that we didn't do this at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
People would have been so mad.
It's all right. They're all rats.
Yeah, all right.
Your definition of friendship can be summed up like this. Sorry. A, it's a bit of give and take, but I'm usually the one in the right. Let's just mark that down. It's all about support, love, and trust. C, friendships, like other things in life, don't usually last. I feel awful
Good
for
God.
That person. D, it's all about me and what I get out of it. A, it's a bit of give and take, but I'm usually the one in the right.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever been wrong ever in your life.
Yeah.
All right, you're having friends over for a wine and cheese party.
You know who eats cheese, right?
Rats.
Fucking rats. You having cheese? Yeah, no kidding, you fucking rats.
Yeah, why don't you get some extra cheese on there, you fucking rat.
Oh, God.
I love how they're all rats. They're all ratting on each other on the show.
I don't know.
It was that white background, too.
Oh my god, I love when they have that. They cut to them like a confessional, and they're all just like, "I was good." And Drita, I was gonna beat her ass
always.
And I'm like, "Yo, first of all, Drita could fuck me up."
Yeah,
100%.
Drita could beat the shit out.
But it's just funny how like they're all just like, "Your father, my father, if my father was here, he would be fine. He would do something to your father."
Your father.
And then they cut back to her, and she's always just her hands always in the air, like this.
Always.
Like, I fucking beat the shit out of her. And
she would fight though, like on the show, like they would fight.
Yeah, she like trains and shit. Oh my god, you saw that flying rat?
That was a flying rat.
It looked like a rat. This shit was
A pigeon is a flying rat.
Yeah, it is. For disgusting.
Sure. You're having friends over for a wine and cheese party. One of your friends brings a girl with her you've never seen before.
Ew.
And you weren't planning on having a new member in your group.
Hate that.
You. A, don't give a hoot who this girl is. After all, she's not your friend. B, figure the more the merrier. Welcome the new addition. C, pull your friend aside and say, why didn't you tell me this? Why didn't you tell me you were bringing someone? You know I hate surprises. And D, look the new girl up and down and wonder where on earth she purchased such hideous clothes.
I would pull my friend to the side.
You would, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I came here one day, like, it was for, like, work, and I just brought a dude, like, a friend of mine, you'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? I think you would.
Yeah, I'd be like, Danny, I don't know who this guy is, but he has to leave.
Why is he here?
10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Whatever. I feel you. All right. You're at a friend's house, and she shows you a pair of new Christian Louboutins. She asks you, what do you think of her new heels? And you say, are those suede? Be careful. Suede gets beat up really quickly. B, your feet don't look nearly as big in those as they normally do. Ooh, sass. C, they'd be fabulous if they were on my feet. Mm. And D, are you kidding? They're gorgeous.
I think I'd go with... I'd probably say they were gorgeous.
See, I think you're an A person.
Like, are those suede?
Yeah, like, I kind of feel like you'd be like...
But if someone's
you don't see the, like, you're very rarely, like, yo, those are, like, you'd be like, yo, but, like, those are going to be, like, hard to keep clean. Like, when we talk about sneakers.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
What do you think?
All right, so we'll put A then.
No, it's you. What do you want? Be true to yourself. Which one do you think you're more likely to say?
Do I like them?
Yeah, they're Christian Louboutins.
But some of them could be ugly.
Yeah, so if they're ugly...
I really like them, I'm going to say that I like them.
All right. Are you kidding? They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Last question.
Here we go. The big one.
One of your friends is crying because her boyfriend of 2 weeks broke up with her. You A... say, that sucks, but it's not like it was a long-term relationship. B, tell her, get over it already. It was only 2 weeks. C, frown and say, what a bastard.
What a rat.
What a rat. Men, who needs them? D, hug her and tell her how sorry you are that she's upset.
He is a rat. It would probably be like A and then immediately B.
Okay. That sucks. And then get over it. Which one are you? That sucks, but I think you're A more than you're B.
Well, I would eventually get to B.
After a while.
Of them being like, yeah, but I'd be like, you don't even fucking know this guy.
Yeah. So which one are you, A or B?
I'd be A.
Okay.
Right. Like, it sucks, but at least it wasn't like a long thing. Like, right. It should be easy to get over. And then if you continue to act like, you know, the world is ending, I'd be like, get the fuck, you don't fucking know him.
Also, 2 weeks isn't boyfriend. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
You got porked. That's it.
Yeah. This guy railed you out.
Yeah.
Like a rat.
Like a rat. Right.
Oh my God. Joe's result as a friend is.
Can I read it? Can I read it? Okay. Yes. I'm going to do my big reveal. My result as a friend. My result as a friend is a Debbie Downer.
Wow.
Hello, Debbie Downer. Why so negative? There's no need to rain on anyone's parade. It doesn't do you or them any good. Your indifference towards your friends and their needs is very off-putting. Step up to the plate and try being more caring. You get what you give, and as it stands now, you're not giving much.
Wow.
Just shit on my soul.
I didn't think that was going to be the answer at all.
I'm a Debbie Downer. That's it. I'm a Debbie Downer.
I don't agree.
No. No. You're doing good.
I needed that.
You're doing good.
Do you believe any of that?
That I'm a Debbie Downer? Are you insane?
No. Any of that, like, definition there.
Of what a Debbie Downer is?
Yeah. No, their definition of, like, how you treat your friends.
Dude.
It couldn't be any more
this
opposite.
Is, I'm the antithesis of a Debbie Downer and, like, someone who's not caring.
And this is girl Joe, though.
Agree with me!
I am.
What are we talking about?
I'm afraid now.
No, yeah. But how did I get Debbie Downer? What did I answer? I was like, Downish.
I don't know. But
oh, maybe that last question really did it in.
Yeah, it could have put you over the edge.
Yeah, it could have. Yeah. Because that was kind of like down. Who would want a friend that's like, oh, after 2 weeks and I'm going to sit there and sulk with you? Fuck, dude.
Yeah. You're not a big sulker, though.
No, I hate that shit.
But if you're sulking, you like to sulk.
But I'm a very short sulker.
You are a short sulker.
I am a short sulker.
Try to say that 3 times fast.
Short sulker, so sulker, so short sulker. You try to go.
What am I saying again?
Short sulker.
Short sulker.
You gotta say it 3 times fast.
Short sulker, short sulker. I can't do it.
Like,
short sulker, short sulker, short sulker.
Fuck! You got mad Canadian. Ah, short sulker.
I can't do it.
Short sulker, so sulker.
Short sulker, short sulker, short sulker. I can't do it.
I got it ready.
Go. You gotta take a deep breath and close your eyes. The only way.
Short sulker, short sulker. I'm crying.
It's funny because it sounded oddly sexual when it came out of your mouth the first time.
Yeah,
and
like
now
it was...
that I can't say it 3 times fast. Short sulker. Short sulker, short sulker, short sulker.
Some Scottish. Okay, ready? Last try.
Yeah, stop doing this shit. You rat.
You rat. Yeah, you fucking rat. Short sulker, short sulker, short sulker.
It's impossible.
Okay.
Oh, God, Jesus. Man. Yeah, but I would not say you're a Debbie Downer.
No, not at all. I don't think I'm a Debbie Downer at all.
If anything, you're the life of the party, I would say.
Yeah, I like to be a life of power. I can't say anything now. Short sulker. But I do sulk, but not for a long time. And I tell people that all the time.
But you don't like when other people sulk around you. You can't stand it.
No, because, yeah, I don't. I don't like it.
Why is that, you think?
Because I don't like to do it. And so it's like, even when I'm doing it, like, I hate that I'm doing it. Mm. So I don't, like, if I'm sulking about something, right? It happened recently where, like, a whole day I was just, like, not doing shit.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, I was just all thrown off. But when I have days like that, I'm not, like, looking for... Yo, come comfort me. And, like, you know, I know what I'm doing. You know, I'm, like, aware.
You like to be alone.
What?
When you sulk, you like to be alone.
Yeah.
Like, the initial sulk.
Yeah, because I feel like no one can fix this. Like, I'm going to fix it. Like, you telling me, like, hey, man, it's going to be okay. Like, that does nothing for me. Right. Like, it's nice to hear. But at the end of the day, that's not going to get me any results.
Right.
Like, you're not going to convince me that, like, here's what you got to do, man. You got to get back on the horse. Like, I know what I got to do.
Right.
You know? But it is nice to hear it. I'm not saying, like, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
But a lot of people kind of expect to hear it, or they like, need it. And, like, I don't like that.
Okay.
Because I feel like I know what I have to do and, like, whatever. And, like...
You're also kind of a truther.
Like, what does that mean?
Like you'll be, like, like you said, you answered one of the questions, like, it would start with the ice cream and then, like, kind of end with you, like, kind of, like, speaking some truth.
Oh, yeah, where I was just let's go get... Yeah, because that's what I would do. Like, if you told me, like, yo, I just got laid off at work. I just got laid off at work. Like, can we go get a drink or something? And like, whatever. I'm like, yeah, cool. And then we get there and we talk about it. But eventually we get to the point where it's like, dude, like,
right,
you know. And, like, I wouldn't sit there and let you sulk and be like, oh, man, this sucks. Be like, I know, man, it really does suck. Like, you know, but, you know, you just got to, like, you know, what? Like, I'd have, like, yo, here's a plan of what we're going to do.
Well, how do you usually get yourself out of places like that?
Of what?
Like you said, you had a whole day where you kind of, like, sulked, kind of.
Yeah, I just
hate it. How'd you get, do you think you have to do that sometimes? Like, are you in deep thought when you're sulking?
Maybe subconsciously I am.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, everything kind of goes still a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, dude, your mood and, like, I'm a big energy guy. Your energy, when it's all thrown off, it's like.
I'm not even fun to be around if my energy's off. And you could read me like a book.
Yeah. So it's, that's what it is. And it's like, I almost get, it's motivating and it makes me angry a little bit at the same time if I'm sulking. And then, like, later on in the day, I'll have to be like, all right, here's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Right.
And I'm going to have to get this shit done. And I'm going to have to get this shit done. And this is what I want to do. So I can't sit around and just sit and be this dude all day.
It kind of gives you an example of, like, what you could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a good thing.
Because it bothers me to watch people do it.
But why, though?
I don't know. It just does. I guess it's because
do you see it as weakness?
Yeah.
You do, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of just, like, stop being, like, weak.
Not as harsh as you're saying.
Right.
It's like you're showing weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way my head works is like, yo, like, now that you're here, now you know, like, what you have to do in order to come out of this, like, state that you're in of, like.
Yeah.
You know?
But I feel like. Are you a person that, like, say, like, you feel like you know the answer, but nobody would know the answer to help you?
No, it's not. I mean, it has nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay.
There's no, like, answers to when you're upset about something. If you're upset about something, like, you can't help that. Like, if you're upset about something, and I could not understand it, be like, why the fuck are you upset about that? It doesn't change the fact that you're upset.
Right.
But
you don't want to hear about it.
No, I'm down to hear about it. Like, I'm not like that. Like, dude, don't tell me your problems. Like, you know what I mean?
Unless,
like,
you're sick.
Huh?
Unless you're sick.
I'm sick?
No, if you're sick, don't tell me. Oh, no. What is it? No. If I ask you how you're feeling, just tell me you're fine.
No, if it's the second time.
Second time.
First time I ask you how you doing, and you're like, oh, dude, I'm not really feeling well, whatever. And then, like, 2 days later, I see you, like, yo, how you doing? Don't be like, you know, it's just really, like, just be like, hey, you know, I'm all right.
I'm good. I'm fine.
It's kind of a rhetorical, you know? Yeah. No, but it has nothing to do with, like, the answers or anything. I just feel like when I'm upset about something, I know what I got to do to make myself not upset and to pull myself out of, like, whatever. And at the end of the day, everyone's going to have to do that for themselves. Like, you can get all the reassurance and all the, you know, whatever from somebody else of them being like, hey, man, you just got to, like, keep your chin up. Like, why do you want to hear that? Like, you know all that. You hear it on TV. You hear, like, you give that bullshit advice to other people.
Right.
Like, whenever they're sad. So it's like, why do you need to hear that? It means nothing. Like, at the end of the day, you can give me all the reassurance and all the, like, pity in the world. But if I don't choose to be like, today I'm going to get up and I'm going to get some shit done and I'm going to forget about this, then that means nothing.
Right.
So it's like,
you have to grow from the sulk session.
Of course. Yeah.
Right.
And, like, I don't.
I get that, though.
Yeah. But that's why I like to be alone, because I think it expedites that process. Like, I don't really like to be, you know, I'm someone who likes to be the center of attention.
Right.
But I don't like to be the center of attention when something sad is happening.
Yeah.
Like, if something bad happened, like, for instance, I was out at a bar and I bet the under in some game.
Okay.
Right? I put a bunch of money on it. And the last second, there was a deep ass three that put it over by half a point.
I remember the game.
So I was just like, oh my God. And then everyone around me is like, oh, dude, and, like, asking me questions or being like, oh, it's all right, don't worry about it. Like, and I'm like, all right, fucking relax.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, right. Chill. You know, like, I don't like that sort of center of attention where it's like everyone knows something bad happened to you, so they want to console you. Or, like, I don't need your, like, consoling.
Yeah.
Like, support and Like, whatever is different than you, like,
babying somebody.
Sort of. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
It's going to be okay. Like, I don't need you to pat me on the back. I just need you to be my boy and, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it moving after that.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I'll be
all
right.
Dap me up. It's all good.
But I don't need you to be, like, fucking, you know, making me feel like a child here.
Yeah.
You know?
That could be belittling at the same time, too.
A little bit. And I think.
And even if they don't mean it, it's just like, you're that's like, probably I'm something, not a 5-year-old.
Yeah, that's probably something wrong with me in there.
Yeah.
That's like that, but I don't like that.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of sadness.
No, I hate it. I don't know why anyone would be a fan of sadness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel you on that. I do.
But yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Before we wrap up here, let's get to some Patreon shout outs. Our Patreon, by the way, patreon.com/thebasementyard. Every dollar help support the show. We appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
And we love our patrons on the show, so we want to shout them out on episodes that we remember to do it. And we did this week, so here we go. Chris St. John.
Chris St. John.
That's a saint.
Good Catholic man.
Good Catholic man. Makes a lot of money. Nedra McLean.
Undercover agent.
Definitely an agent. Samantha Colburn.
Just a nice lady from up north.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting kind of like a mean principal vibe, to be honest with you.
Oh, Mrs. Colburn's here.
Yeah. Alana Longo. Just a wholesome Italian girl.
Yeah.
Max Nielsen. I feel like he invented something. Was that guy who like invented the bike or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Rasmus Nielsen. That dude fought in the Coliseum.
Are they related?
Who?
Is it Nielsen and Nielsen?
No.
Oh.
I don't know where it is now.
Okay. So. It's all right.
Melissa Teixeira.
Good first baseman.
Great first baseman. Thomas Gallen.
Oh, hold a lot of water.
Hold a lot of... Alex Peters.
Two first names.
Probably got a chiseled jaw.
Yeah.
Probably a couple thousand followers on Instagram.
Yeah. Solid.
He's got a future ahead of him. Solid. Light eyes.
Solid.
Rachel Lutcher.
Nice girl next door.
Yeah. Michael Colbert.
Or Colbert.
Maybe. I don't know. Grant Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried's son.
Yeah. Samantha Dennis, two first names.
And both sexes, too.
Whoa. Covering a lot of ground there.
Sam Dennis. Might switch that up.
Yeah, I don't know. Alec Hagman. Hagman. I think he plays defense in the NHL.
Yeah.
Brittany Middleton.
Popular in high school.
Yeah, for sure. Alex Brath.
Not popular in high school.
Not really, but probably put it together in college.
Yeah, and then
lost it after college.
Indie guy.
Yeah. Megan Lux, that's a porn star. Barbara Kiss, another porn star. Emily Malcolmson. That's an English teacher.
Yeah. Mrs. Malcolmson.
Brett Olson. That guy put a lot of people in lockers back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Camilla Patrapiluk.
Padriplegic?
Was it?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know. It's a wheelchair.
Posturpedic? Yeah. She a mattress?
Oh, maybe. Michelle Gordon.
Girl next door.
Drives an SUV.
Yeah.
Connor McGreevy. Ooh.
Good fighter.
Also a good hockey player. Jackson Webb. Good night.
I just got terrified.
All right, last one we have here. Emily Fields. Good baker.
Good country girl, for sure.
So shout out to all our patrons. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We appreciate it. If you want to sign up for the Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/thebasementyard. You get every episode a week early. And you also get an extra episode that is not posted on YouTube. It is only posted on the Patreon that just went out.
Mm-hmm.
On whatever the fuck, I don't know what date it was.
Last week or whatever.
But yeah, whatever the hell. But yeah, go check that out. Patreon.com/thebasementyard. Danny, where can they find you?
At Danny LaPriori on Twitter and Instagram.
And you guys can follow me on social media at Jose Agato. Go follow the show also on Instagram at TheBasementYard. And that is all. See you guys next time.
You rat.
You fucking rat.